What's happening, everybody, and welcome to today's edition of Swack Talk, the show where we cover the swack inside and out. I'm your host, Charles Wells, coming at you with another episode of the spring season recaps. I looked at my calendar and realized that I did not space this out correctly, so I have to go ahead and do a quick episode on Texas Southern, then Pine Bluff on Sunday, because we have our fall 2021 season preview starting next Wednesday with Alabama A&M. So I totally bungled the schedule, but we are here and we are with it. Always audible and make plays. I got the power to audible, coach. Trust me. So I'm going to do that. And we're going to go ahead and talk about the Tigers of Texas Southern. But before we get started, as per usual, let's go ahead and check out the socials, facebook.com/swacktalk. Twitter.com/SwackTalk76, Instagram.com/SwackTalk, and SwackTalk76@gmail.com is the email address. Also, SwackTalk is on YouTube. You can search SwackTalk Show for that. You can subscribe to the channel. We're at over 180 subscribers, so we're growing pretty steadily. Really enjoying that. If you haven't subscribed already, go ahead and do so. Like the video, share them, comment. You know, I always like to talk in the comments, and no obligation at all. But if you want to show a little support and love to the show, I do have a Cash App, $/SwackTalk. That's just, you know, if you want to show any token of appreciation. But if not, it's all good. I appreciate you being here with me and taking this journey with me. So let's talk about the Tigers of Texas Southern. And I mean, their season did not last long. They only played two games on the season. The first game was supposed to be February 27th against Arkansas Pine Bluff, but that game was postponed because of the bad winter storm that moved through. Pine Bluff was having water issues on their campus, so that game was pushed to the end of the season. So they opened their season up on March 6th against Prairie View in the Labor Day Classic in the springtime, as I like to call it. They lost that game 20-19 in a game that they really had a chance to get the victory. Prairie View was able to come back and win, but Texas Southern showed that they had some fight in them, and they really put themselves in a pretty good position to win that, to win games later. They trailed 13-7 at the half against Prairie View and scored 12 points in the second half to take a 19-13 lead, and Prairie View would get a touchdown with about to basically win the game. So just, you know, missed opportunities. You know, that's the kind of thing that teams like this always suffer through. March 20th, they hosted Southern. They took it on the chin, 51-23. They played very, very courageously in this game. They fought hard. They were able to score a couple touchdowns in the second quarter to make the score 16-14. But after they scored their last touchdown of the half, Southern returned that kickoff for a touchdown to take a 23-14 lead into the half. And Southern would score two touchdowns immediately in the third quarter to put the game out of reach. But I would say probably in the midst of all of that, I think Texas Southern found a very bright spot in this, and that's their quarterback, Jaylen Brown. He was a freshman. He had opportunity to play in this game, and he threw for about 281 and one touchdown, one interception. But he did display some good things. He did have some freshman moments, but I think that he can be the piece that they need at quarterback moving forward. So I think that's definitely a bright spot for them. They had two quarterbacks go down in the Prairie View game with injury, so he was called on to start the Southern game, and I thought he played fairly well. Texas Southern does have some pieces that are going to be there for them, and we'll talk about that in a minute. April 3rd, that game against Grambling was canceled. Grambling had COVID issues. They picked up their first win since 2018, albeit on paper, against Alcorn when Alcorn forfeited 2-0. April 17th, their game against Valley was postponed due to COVID. And the 24th of April, Arkansas Pine Bluff game was also canceled. looking at the schedule and the way Texas Southern played at throughout the short season, I really feel like they would have won at least one game on this schedule, maybe even two. I really could see them have beaten Grambling and Valley. The way Pine Bluff was playing toward the end of the season, if they had won those two games, they may have been able to get them a run. But I definitely could have saw them winning two games, two of their last three games, which would have gave them a 3-3 record on the season. So, you know, I mean, anytime you get a winning record, that would have been a real feather in their cap. But they weren't able to do it. But, you know, I really feel like, you know, this is a team that can be successful. They just have to work through some issues. I think they are definitely a work in progress. But I think Coach McKinney has these guys on the right track. And I really look forward to seeing them in the future, because I do think that they will have some opportunities to win games. I think they're going to put themselves in a position to win games, and they will be dangerous in the fall time. I really think they're going to ruin somebody's Saturday in the fall, because they're all going to be good. I'm not saying they're going to be a good team, but they're definitely going to be a handful as they develop confidence. So let's look at what the Tigers did statistically. Man, that's a hard word to say. They were seventh in the league in scoring offense with 21 points per game. They had five touchdowns, two field goals, four extra points, and a safety, giving them a total of 42 points. They were seventh in the league in scoring defense, allowing 35.5 points per game, nine touchdowns, two field goals, nine extra points, one safety for a total of 71 points. Total offense, they were seventh in the league, 250 rushing yards, 460 passing yards, 150 plays, 710 yards, 4.7 yards per play, five touchdowns, averaging 355 yards. Now, all these numbers are going to be really skewed because they only played two games. I really think, you know, with some better action, they could have improved these numbers. Total defense, also seventh, allowing 338 rushing yards, 440 passing yards on 137 plays, 778 yards total, 5.7 yards per play, which was the third highest in the league. Eight touchdowns for the opponents, 389 yards per game allowed by the defense. So they defensively, I think they played, even in this small sample size, defensively they played a lot better than they did in 2019, because defensively they were horrendous in 2019. They actually allowed an average of 553.5 yards per game defensively. So they really chopped that down in two games. So that's definitely an improvement, and I think they'll continue to improve on that, but that's definitely a step in the right direction. Rushing offense, they were sixth in the league. They had 81 carries, 250 yards, 3.1 yards per carry, two touchdowns, 125 yards per game. Rushing defense, they were eighth, 77 carries for the opponents, 338 yards, 4.4 yards per play, four touchdowns, 169 yards per game allowed on the ground. Passing offense, they were fifth in the league. They were 44 of 69, three touchdowns, two interceptions, 63% completion, 460 yards, 6.7 yards per pass, 230 yards per game. They were also fifth in passing defense, 33 of 60, four touchdowns, three interceptions, 440 yards, 55% completion, 7.3 yards per pass, which was the third highest allowed, 220 yards per game. So they did get hit with the deep ball a little bit in those couple games that they played. Passing efficiency offense, they were fifth with a rating of 128.3. Passing efficiency defense, they were sixth with a rating of 128.6. Kickoff returns, they were sixth in the league. They had 9 returns for 171 yards, an average of 19 yards per return. Punt returns, they were ninth. They had 1 return for 1 yard. So not very many opportunities to return punts. So obviously not going to have much of a bearing on your ranking. Kickoffs, they were fourth. They had 10 kickoffs for 568 yards, an average of 56.8 yards per kick, 184 return yards allowed, giving them a net average of 38.4 yards per kick. Field goals, they were sixth in the league. They were 2 of 3 for 66%. Extra points, they were third in the league, 4 for 4. Punting, they led the league. They had 12 punts for 478 yards, average of 39.8 yards per punt, which led the league in punt average. They led the league in that also. 3 returns, 0.3 average on returns for allowed. No touchbacks, 4 punts, fair caught, giving them a net of 39.6, which is four yards more than the second place team. So they did a really good job with their punt coverage and the actual punting itself. So that's a area, if you improve, you can really help your team. So I think, you know, if they continue, and I believe that punter was a freshman. So if you can punt well, you give yourself, your defense, more room to work. So I think that's definitely going to be something that they can build on, special teams and improving defense, because the offense will come around with Jaylen Brown running the show. They'll allow 7 sacks on the season, which put them at third in the league for a loss of 54 yards. So the defense did a good job. Offensive line did a good job of not allowing very many sacks. They did allow pressure, but the quarterbacks were able to get rid of the ball. They were 8th in the league in sacks as a defense with 4 for a loss of 33 yards. Interceptions, they were 7th in the league. They had 3 interceptions returned for 24 yards, average of 8 yards per return. First downs, they were 6th in the league. They had 14 rushing first downs, 21 passing first downs, 4 first downs by penalty. Giving them a total of 39 first downs, 19.5 first downs per game. Defensively, they were 7th in first downs allowed, 22 rushing, 18 passing, 2 by penalty, 42 total first downs, 21 per game. Third down conversions, they were 8th, 11 of 33 for 33%, and they were 4th in the league on defense in third down conversions, 8 of 24, also 33%. So they did a good job of getting off the field on defense in those couple games they played. They didn't do a good job of maintaining the drives on offense in those 2 games they played. So those are also some areas that are going to have to, at least on offense, are going to have to improve. You're not going to improve too much more than 33% completion for your opponents. So they, you know, I think defensively they did an unsung job. The numbers aren't like spectacular, but like I said, they allow 553 yards per game in 2019. So I really think the defense will be better in the fall, because I think the spring at least showed that they are capable. And I really think the defense will be a surprise unit in the SWAC. Fourth down conversions, they led the league 3 of 4, 75%. Opponent fourth downs, they were 5th, 2 of 4 for 50%. Penalties, they were 3rd in the league with 12 penalties for 110 yards, average of 55 yards per game. They were 4th in the league in opponent penalties, 16 penalties, 145 yards, 72.5 yards per game. So they did a good job of limiting their penalties. The opponents, a little bit more penalized, but they did play 2 teams. Well, they did play Prairie View, who is a team who is highly penalized. So that definitely factored into that opponent penalty rating. Time of possession, they were 7th with an average of 29 minutes and 11 seconds. So, time of possession is something that can be negligible. You can win games with a bad time of possession. So you can't really put a lot of stock into that. Of looking at the individual statistics, Ladarius Owens led the team in rushing. He had 30 attempts for 155 yards, 5.2 yards per carry, one touchdown, long of 39, 77.5 yard per game average. Ja'Cory Howard, 24 carries, 108 yards, 4.5 yards per carry, one touchdown, long of 29, 54 yard average. And that's a good 1-2 punch. They both bring something different to the table. So, you know, having a couple backs, you know, one who is a little bit bigger, one who's a little bit faster, can definitely help you keep opponents off guard. And with a quarterback with the size of Jaylen Brown, you know, if you get him involved a little bit in the running game, that'll help as well. Although he's not really a runner, he's more of a passer. Jalen Nelson, 9 carries, 66 yards, 7.3 yards per carry, longer 29. 33 yards per game. Passing, the leading pass on the season was Jaylen Brown, 21 of 37, one touchdown, one interception, 281 yards, 56.7% completion, long of 54, 281 yards per game. Thaddeus Payton, 16 of 20, 137 yards, two touchdowns. He completed 80% of his passes. No interceptions, long pass of 20, 137 yards per game. And Devin Williams, 7 of 11, no touchdowns, one interception, 40 yards, 63.6 completion percentage, long of 13, 13.33 yards per game. The leading receiver on the season was Keelan Davis, 7 receptions, 132 yards. 18.8 yards per catch, one touchdown, long of 54, 66 yards per game average. Mitchell Olsby, 7 catches, 93 yards, 13.2 yards per catch, one touchdown, long of 41, 46.5 yards per game. Jyren Johnson, that's a guy that I think going to really step up big next year. 9 catches, 81 yards, 9 yards per catch, 15 yard long. 40.5 yards per game. Jonathan Giles. Oh, man, this is a guy who has been around Texas Tech, LSU, and now at Texas Southern. 6 catches, 49 yards, 8.17 yards per catch. 1 touchdown, long of 16, 24.5 yards per game. King Blanton, 3 catches, 40 yards, 13.3 yards per catch. Longer 26, 40 yard per game. Thurman Morbley, 4 catches, 37 yards, 9.2 yards per catch, 20 yards long, 18.5 yards per game. Corey Howard, 3 catches, 15 yards, 5 yards per catch, 10 yard long, 7.5 yards per game. Looking at the defense, they were led by let me get back to my page. Alec Prince led the team with 14 tackles, followed by Damon Anderson with 12. Tariq Cooper also had 12. Julian Marquintel, that's a guy I really like on defense, 11 tackles. Michael Badejo, in the words of Chatterbox, eight tackles. Tim Walton Jr., 7 tackles. Tyler Martinez, 6. Marquise Walker, 6. Ja'Cory Benjamin, 5. Joshua Murray, 5. Vermontez Pippins, 5. Isaiah Hamilton, 4. Drew Robinson, 4. Tackles for loss. They were led by Tariq Cooper with 2, and Pippins also with 2. 1.5 for Prince and Anderson. Also, Badejo, 1.5. Marquintel, Williams, each had 1 tackle for loss apiece, along with Hamilton. Walton, 0.5 a tackle for loss. Texas Southern had 12 tackles for loss on the season. They allowed 22. Sacks, they were led by Pippins, Prince, Anderson, and Bataille and Williams each had one sack apiece. Interceptions were by Williams, Walker, and Benjamin. In the special teams game, Sawyer Evans, 12 kickoffs, 478 yards, 12 punts, 479 yards, 39.83 yard average, long of 51, 4 punts fair caught, 5 punts inside the 20, 150 plus yard punt, no punts blocked. Rick Garcia, 1 of 2 on field goals, 50%. He was 1 of 2 from 30 to 39 yards, long of 38 on the season. Kickoffs, Garcia, 10 kicks, 572 yards, 57.2 yard average, two kickoffs out of bounds. Returns, Osby Mitchell, the one punt return for 1 yard. Kickoff returns, Thurman Morbley, 6 returns, 154 yards, 25.6 yard average. He's an electric guy, 39 yard long. And Terrell Franklin, 1 return for 20 yards. Also, Osby Mitchell, 1 return, 5 yards. And Jaron Johnson, 1 return, 1 yard. So this is a team who can be better. I think there's a lot to take positively from this season. Obviously, you kind of, you want more. You don't want to go 0-2 on the field and 1-2 off the field. But this is a team I think can improve a lot, and they're going to get better as the season as the fall progresses. They're going to be a tough team to get to beat later in the season. I think they're really going to be a very tough out. If they can improve their third down conversions and cut down some of the simple mistakes that you have, they'll be better on offense. But they were led in 1 of the 2 games by a freshman quarterback who's going to make mistakes. So I think, they'll improve on that as the season goes on. And I really think they're going to win a couple games in the fall. So that's going to do it for our Texas Southern review. We also have a YouTube episode dropping today covering Texas Southern. So go ahead and check that out. And I'm your boy, Charles Wells, signing out. And we will see you on Sunday when we cover the West Division champ Golden Lions of Arkansas Pine Bluff. We're out.